Alrighty.
Welcome back.
To AM1. How you doing, Riley?
You alright?
Real quick, I'm going to give a shout out to my boy, Jordan Reese. Big day for him today. He's making his debut at SCAD University for lacrosse. Played my minor career with him. He always listens to the show. He's a big fan. Wanted to wish him luck today.
Good luck, Jordan.
As he makes his debut. Alrighty. So let's get to it.
Yeah. So I think the big story this week... probably be the Porzingis trade and Anthony Davis and Porzingis on the trade radar.
Yeah, man.
That Porzingis trade, man. I don't know. At first I had mixed reactions to it for me at first.
Yeah.
But looking deeper into it and hearing other people talk about it and stuff, and for the Knicks, it's not a bad move for them because they cleared up so much cap space. They're gonna have $74 million. In cap space this summer.
I liked it for the Knicks. I liked it a lot.
That's enough for two max contracts.
I loved it for the Knicks, actually. I thought this was the first time I've seen them look like a real organization in years.
Mm-hmm.
Really, since 2011, this is the first time I've seen them as finally making good moves.
Yeah, it was a good move. I can't lie. It was...
You know, for Dallas, it's a bit of a risk. You're taking a big man who's very injury prone, but...
Yeah, 7'3". Like, humans do not usually move like that at 7'3".
So. Well, just so many injuries with his knees and everything, right? You don't want to end up with another Yao Ming where it could have been such a great career, but it's so stunted by injuries and everything. And
yeah.
I am scared for Porzingis in that respect. So, Dallas is taking a gamble. You know, him and Luka Doncic would obviously be a great pairing together.
It could be scary if they can play well. It'll be scary,
especially bringing that Euro basketball over. I mean, yeah. Both of them know that game very well. So to bring that to the NBA, I think that would be probably one of the most exciting teams to watch coming up if he can stay healthy. And you know, even but they did take on Tim Hardaway Jr. and Courtney Lee's contracts, which, I mean, the Courtney Lee one, in my mind, isn't awful. I think it's $11 million. It's still high for them, so that is a bit of a soak, but I've always seen Courtney Lee as an okay bench player.
Like, I mean, he used to be better, and this year he just had a bad year this year, but I think he can still contribute.
Yeah, well, he doesn't play a lot. He sat out a lot of DNPs, but...
Yeah, I mean, the Knicks, like, this year, a lot of Knicks players, like, even Enes Kanter, like, they're just trying to move everyone at this point, because they're just trying to build for, well, this summer, of course, but beyond that, they're trying to build for a young team if they can't get any splashes this year.
Well, even with... that contract, I still think Courtney Lee is going to be able to contribute at least, you know, like...
like, play, like, 14
I mean,
minutes
he, play,
night,
he plays 10 or 13 minutes a game. He's going to average about 5 points. I mean, from your
I think you
backup
could, if you,
shooting guard...
He's, like... He plays a similar role to Danny Green. He's just not as good. He's not as good as Danny Green.
Oh, not even close.
Not even close, obviously. But
I don't think they
play. They're pretty similar. They're both 3-and-D wings, you know, about like 6'6", 6'7", like can guard like three positions.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? For stretches.
Tim Hardaway Jr. is the one I'm
I was excited. I really like that because
really
his contract isn't great, but he can like put him beside Luka and with Porzingis next year, like. That he can contribute. If he's your third best player, I think you're in a decent spot.
He was
creating like all the offense for the Knicks like this year.
He has the worst modern day efficiency rating. He is about to be one of only
is it that
three
bad? He isn't,
play,
he's
one of only
bad,
three
it?
Players who will be under 30% efficiency.
Like for
true
shooting percent or
true
like,
yeah. He takes up 30% of New York's ball handling, shoots a dismal, I think, 34% from field goal range.
I think he's shooting, yes, he's shooting better. Tim Hardaway Jr., he's having a good year.
18, no, he's bad on efficiency, man. I'm telling you, that is why I'm worried. That is the contract I was so mad about.
Yeah, he's shooting, right now he's shooting 38% from
field goal.
The field, which is bad. But if he's like a bench player, like,
And then he's
shooting 35% from three, which isn't, like, terrible. That's decent for a
shooting guard. I mean, in this modern day...
He shoots a big volume of shots, though.
Exactly. That's why it's so padded.
But for the Knicks, if you put him in this, like, with Luka Doncic as the number one option... This could work beautifully for him. He's not supposed to be the number one option on
Team. Exactly. So I think all his points are really just hollow. I liked him on Atlanta.
For sure. It's empty stats, 100%.
It's a lot like Michael Gilchrist on when he was on the 76ers and he had that unreal rookie season.
Michael Carter Williams.
Yes. I did like him when he was on Atlanta. So I'm hoping that he can be a nice piece. The shooting guard heavy. Oh no, Doncic is playing small forward now, right?
Doncic is kind of playing, he was listed for like the All-Star ballot as a small forward, but he actually usually gets listed as the shooting guard in most games. But he's gonna be playing point guard now though.
I mean, it's positionless basketball. Yeah. He played point guard when he was in Europe and he played shooting guard.
He's playing point guard. Whenever I look at the lineups, he's always listed as point guard.
Well, he's ball dominant for them too.
He's great.
Mark Cuban loves those big European guys, eh?
Yeah.
I'm excited to see that actually. Like, I'm really excited. I really hope Porzingis can bounce back.
Yeah, but the thing is though that it's a little different. This injury is different between like players like Yao Ming and like Zdrunas Ilgauskas and all the other dudes that were like taller than seven feet taller, right? Like all those dudes, those injuries that they had were like, they were able to kind of play through those injuries because their game didn't revolve around perimeter play and athleticism, right? Like Porzingis is more of a slasher, a ball handler a little bit. Like he's not a post player like Yao Ming was.
Yeah.
Like all the other dudes were. Yeah. So this injury could affect him even more than ever.
Yeah. So that's what's scary. It's his ACL.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I don't know if it's quite as, I don't know what's worse, this or like getting like those foot injuries that most big guys get.
Oh, the Achilles?
No. Like the foot, like the ones in like their, the bones in their feet. When like Yao Ming had it, he like broke his foot. That was his injury problem.
Oh, yeah. I thought he had back issues too. Oh, yeah, he did, because of his feet, that makes sense.
His feet were the bad part, right? That's always what the problem was, but...
I mean, he's 7 foot, and it's an ACL. I'm personally a little worried. I don't think he'll have the game he had before, especially... I mean, he never... I don't know, because it was funny to watch Porzingis, because you wouldn't think he's that explosive just because he doesn't move that fast. But it will take a big toll on this game, I think.
Yeah,
but
it'll be...
You know what I actually genuinely feel a little bad for? DeAndre Jordan. Imagine...
Yeah, that's weird.
Imagine you want to sign to Dallas a few years ago. You get roped into LA. Yeah. You finally get to go to Dallas. And then you're traded within the same season.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he is on the decline. His contract's big.
Apparently, he might get bought out. The Knicks might just buy him out this year.
Really?
And, yeah, I was talking to one of my friends about this the other day, about where he might end up. And my friend was saying L.A., Lakers. And I said, I don't know if the Lakers really... He could be good for the Lakers, right? Like, he'd be better. He'd probably slide right into the starting lineup. He'd be better than McGee and Chandler and Zubac, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know if you do that if you're the Lakers. I don't know if you need to do that. I don't know why they would do that when they already have such a, like so many centers that are just athletic dudes, right? But I think the best place for him right now, I think it'd be Houston.
Oh,
Clint Capella's out for another month.
That would be a good fit. He'd probably love that too, because he's already in Dallas, right? I mean, you want to stay in. Yeah,
that's Serentized. I think Houston would be the spot.
Yeah, that's really smart.
You're back with CP3, James Harden there. Like he'd do just exactly what Clint Capella does. But now they'd have more depth in the front court. They wouldn't be giving up too much size when they go to their bench, right?
I like that.
Beautiful.
I like that a lot.
Plus Capella's injured right now. They've been starting Kenneth Faried at center.
And who's their rookie? Holmes? They got a young guy who's been playing a lot for them.
Who?
Houston. They have a young kid and he's been playing a lot. I think he's been putting up like 16 points a game. But no, that would be really a good fit, I think. I didn't even think about that. But you know what? New York. I was looking at the potential roster they could have next year. If they get Kevin Durant, or Jimmy Butler or Kyrie, but I don't think Kyrie's going to New York. Realistically, I think the lineup they're going to end up going with is Dennis Smith Jr., Jimmy Butler, Kevin Durant. They could get Zion in the draft, and then they slide into big man. I don't know.
Would be surprised. The way the NBA operates is the Knicks. Like, if they're in the running for the number one pick, they're getting the number one pick.
Yeah, it's such a big market, right? Yeah,
they're getting the number draft's one pick. Rigged. You think the NBA, the NBA wants Zion Williamson in New York?
Patrick Ewing's draft was rigged.
Oh, yeah. That's the classic one.
I mean, I think Zion, I wouldn't do that. We should actually do that one day, a conspiracy episode on the NBA stuff. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should. Ah.
Yeah.
But no.
I think the league wants. Zion in New York. But, and also, even if they don't keep him, if they get Kevin Durant in free agency and one other dude.
I think they'll get Butler and Durant. I think those are the guys they're going to get.
Some people are saying Kyrie and Durant.
I don't think
Some people are saying, I think what would be better than Jimmy Butler and Durant is Kemba and Durant.
Oh, yeah, that would be good. But is it Kemba's contract year?
Yeah, he's free agent this summer. But yeah, so I think
Kemba, he's not gonna re-sign with Charlotte.
Oh no, he's gone. I think, but yeah, that's what they're saying Kyrie and Durant. I don't know if Kyrie goes there, but Kemba Walker's from New York.
Yeah,
he. I wouldn't be surprised if he went there. So then you have Dennis Smith Jr., good asset, prospect asset. This is what they would have in this offseason if they make sign those two dudes to those max, get those two max slots filled. You have Kevin Knox. You have a top three pick in the draft. Especially if the NBA gives them Zion. If they get Zion, you have Dennis Smith Jr., Zion Williamson, Kevin Knox. You still have Frank Ntilikina, probably.
I forgot about Kevin Knox. Yeah, Frank.
Do you think they can't make some sort? You think the Pelicans wouldn't take that in the offseason for a trade for Anthony Davis? Zion Williamson, Dennis Smith Jr., and Kevin Knox.
I think Anthony Davis is going to be traded by the 7th. I think he's going to LA. I think he's going to LA.
You really think? I don't think so. You have four days. Oh, that'd be beautiful for next week's talk. We'll just talk about the trade if it goes down.
I don't know. They already offered him. They already offered him Kuzma, Ball. What was the trade? Kuzma, Ball, Rondo, Beasley, and a first rounder for AD. And
they said you have to give up. What they're gonna have to do is they're gonna have to give up. One, they can only keep one of, like, Josh Hart and Zubac, right? So I think they give up Zubac, keep Josh Hart, you give up Brandon Ingram,
Lonzo Ball. No, I don't think they want to move Ingram. Ingram was like, no.
They have to, man. The player that they'd want to keep is Kuzma, because Ingram is not going to fit in with them, with LeBron dominating the ball. Kuzma can play off the ball, hit some shots, I think.
Yeah, but I think the guy Lonzo's, that everyone wants. I think Lonzo's time is definitely done.
Oh, yes. I think he wants to go to
Phoenix.
That'd be nice. I would like that.
I would love that.
And that'd be beautiful.
Another pass for his point guard for Phoenix history. Yeah. That'd be cool. But I don't know, man. I think LeBron really came in and shopped those guys, eh?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
He really put them on the Instagram. Yeah. Young Bulls. Yeah. These guys are going off this season.
Yeah, off to New Orleans.
Yeah, it really was just detailing the car before he listed it.
Yeah. I think it was, honestly, just, I think if Anthony Davis doesn't get moved by the trade deadline, I wouldn't be surprised. Obviously, the Celtics are in there, but I wouldn't be surprised.
No, man.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's a Knick.
I would.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He wants to go somewhere where he can win now, and I just don't see
it. What if they get Kevin Durant and Kemba Walker?
Yeah,
and then you trade Dennis Smith Jr., Kevin Knox, and
Zion Williamson, but you got to think because it's Anthony Davis's contract year too, right?
Yeah, but they'd be taking that 1 year rental, and he said that the Knicks are an option.
No. But you're saying trade them. That he would go there once they signed Durant and Kemba, right? But he'd be a free agent.
No, he wouldn't. He's not a free agent until 2020.
Oh, he's not.
No, that's why they can. That's why they can wait. That's why there's no point in moving him now. They can wait till the end of the season.
Because
he has another year on his
I don't think he's pressure. A Celtic. Did you see what his dad said?
Yeah, but the Celtics, he doesn't want them playing for him. He doesn't want them playing for them because what they did to Isaiah Thomas.
Raptors made a move for him, too.
Yeah. They didn't have enough. They just don't have enough. I was surprised they didn't. I thought they would have made a move for Porzingis, but now that I think about it, there would be no point because you want to win this season and you give up your whole chance.
Yeah. I if you go for AD, you got to give up OG, you got to give up Van Vliet, you got to give up Siakam, you got to give up a first. We don't even have a first this season.
Yeah, because we gave it to the Spurs.
And we got to give up one other guy. Like, yeah. Probably, like, Lowry.
DeLon Wright or something. Nah, I feel like... But the thing is, no one, like...
And then you look at the franchise, and if Kawhi leaves next summer...
You have Anthony Davis, but think about it this way. If you do that, if you make that move, you can flip Anthony Davis in the offseason for anyone. Even the Lakers. Imagine just flipping him.
Yeah.
You think it would be nice to have...
Kuzma.
Lonzo Ball and, like, Kyle... You wouldn't be able to ask for Kuzma in this offseason, but... Yeah,
I mean, it's interesting.
I think any team should make... If you were looking to rebuild, I think you should take whatever you have, throw it at New Orleans right now. If you have a star that's, like, decent, even if you're looking to rebuild soon, like, if I'm Washington, I don't have enough assets. But if they had assets, I'd throw in Bradley Beal and whatever I can give for him, for Anthony Davis, and then I'd just move Anthony Davis in the offseason to Boston.
Man, I don't think Boston is a realistic fit for him after everything that's been said. I don't think he wants to play in Boston.
I don't think Boston's rebuild, as good as it's looked, is kind of overrated.
Ooh.
That's
a hot take.
Like, I've said this from the very beginning, since before they traded for Kyrie. I liked the Kyrie move, but before that, Danny Ainge was just hoarding all these assets. Like he's like, the thing in Lord of the Rings, right?
My precious, yeah.
Right? They're all his assets. He wants these picks. He wants to hold on to them. But he's still holding on to the hope that he can win now and prepare for the future. That doesn't work. We've already seen it's not working right now. Right? They could have made the finals last year, but that was without Kyrie. You throw Kyrie back in the mix. You just can't have established veterans who are looking to win and then give them a bunch of young guys and say, hey, here, go play. It just doesn't work. Look what's happened with the Lakers. Those assets, you have to move those assets and get dudes that want to win now. You have to pick a direction. You either trade Kyrie for assets and get your build up, like build around Tatum, or trade Tatum for a star and win now. There is no doing both.
Yeah, I think the plan in Boston was to hurry up development, which I think they did to a certain extent. I mean, Jaylen Brown really stepped into his own in the playoffs last year, and of course the big story is Jason Tatum stepped into his own. I thought the whole Terry Rozier, Scary Terry thing was cool, but I thought it was a fad. I didn't think he was going to play like that at a high caliber for very long, which he's not. And, I mean, Boston has had a very disappointing season in most people's books, but... I don't know, man. I think their rebuild in a lot of people's eyes went well. In my eyes, I think...
It's going well, yes. But I just feel like your goal right now, if you really want these dudes, like Tatum, to be good, and you want Jaylen Brown to be good, and you want Terry Rozier to be good, you want to remove Kyrie from this situation.
I don't think Kyrie's resigning there anyways.
Oh, I feel like he's not.
I think he's going to go to L.A. I think L.A. is going to be a big... Here's what I've heard. I've heard that if LA gets Anthony Davis, Klay Thompson would want to go there for near max.
That's if Golden State doesn't offer Klay Thompson the max.
Yeah.
Golden State will 100% offer Klay Thompson the max if Kevin Durant leaves.
Yeah.
The only way they don't is if they give Kevin Durant the max, Klay Thompson like and they feel like they should keep Draymond or something. I don't see Klay leaving. I feel like he's too humble to do that. I could see him leaving, I guess, but I just feel like under these circumstances right now, with Kevin Durant probably leaving, I don't see Klay Thompson leaving.
It's so funny. The NBA is so funny because you get so caught up in what's going to happen in the offseason, you almost forget about the games going on.
Well, I mean, right now it's hard to get caught up in the regular season because we know Golden State's winning the championship.
Yeah.
We just want to see someone that's going to challenge. We want to see a change because the NBA is so boring right now.
Oh, Raptors. Raptors are disappointing me now. Yeah. Speaking of NBA, I mean, that is...
They're dropping, but I don't know, man.
You think Milwaukee's the best team in the East now after that game?
Honestly, I've been thinking from the beginning of the year, like with Giannis. The Bucks almost beat them 2 years ago when Giannis still wasn't as good.
I don't know, man. I just still don't see... I just don't see anyone knocking off the Raptors in playoffs when it's really time to perform. We have Kawhi now. Like, he is a clutch playoff performer.
No, he's not. he's good in the playoffs. Yes, he steps up in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Until, like, the last, like, 40 seconds of a game. He can't close.
But that's the thing. I don't
think... No one on the Raptors can close a game.
I don't think anybody in the East, other than Boston, is going to push Toronto to a clutch end of a game. I think every... Like, that's just my personal opinion. I mean, when you're Milwaukee, you're still... I mean, they have some experience in the playoffs. Still nothing more than the first round.
Yeah, I would say... But they have Brook Lopez now, and he's shooting, man. He's imagine the Lakers kept him.
Yeah.
That would have been ridiculous.
Would have been great for them, yeah.
It's weird. You just think about... But yeah, I like him in...
Okay. Whoa.
I like him in Milwaukee because you have Giannis who can do everything that a center does. Like, you just need... Like... Brook Lopez is literally just there to do what Giannis can't do, and that's shoot.
Yeah.
Because Giannis is basically a center with, like, point guard skills.
Abilities, yeah.
That's what Giannis is, so he just can't shoot threes, so just put Brook Lopez out there and call it a day.
Yeah. There's a lot going on in the Lakers organization right now. Luke Walton apparently has had disputes with multiple players. I've heard Stevenson, I've heard JaVale McGee, and I've heard Michael Beasley. And I heard the one between Michael Beasley and Luke Walton was apparently very, 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 very aggressive. A lot of yelling.
Really?
Yeah. It was an emotional exchange. But a lot of those players don't know what's happening with them, right? Like, McGee, Stevenson, and JaVale have all been in trade rumors, right?
Wait, with the, like, JaVale McGee and everyone around the trade rumors? Yeah. I mean, I can understand them being, like, upset. I'd be upset, too. LeBron's camp came out and said, we don't like Luke Walton as coach, so he's probably upset, too.
Mm-hmm.
All of them, I mean... If I'm those dudes on the one-year contract, like, you know your name's going to be thrown around trades. Like, the only people who are out to worry are the young guys, right? Lonzo. I think Lonzo's the one that's to worry the most because he's, you know. I think Kyle Kuzma wants to stay in L.A. Lonzo wants to stay, but he also wants out. I think Brandon Ingram wants to be gone.
I think Ingram doesn't care. Like, I think he likes LA.
I think he wants his own team.
I don't think so.
He wants a chance to prove, like, that he could be, like, the dude on a team.
I don't think so.
Like, he wants to be, like, you're hurting his development right now, right? I don't like him. Like, as, like, his attitude, really, I don't like it. He thinks he's better than he is. But,
yeah, well, did you hear what Rondo said? Apparently Ingram said to him that he could score against anybody in the league. That's just how he feels.
Yeah, he can. I think he can, too. He's great, but his attitude is he's still, like, he's a good scorer. I think his attitude needs to be fixed a little bit. He's a little immature, a little bit of a hothead.
What is he, 21, 22?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, the guy's young, man.
By the way, he's a little bit of a hothead. I would say that for sure. Like, that fight with the Rockets, where he just came and threw a trash punch, like, That was uncalled for, but I think you put him on a team, like, I don't know, man. If he got moved to New Orleans, I would like that. I would love that. He's their number one option at that point. Like, you're building around him.
Not if he goes with Kuzma. I think Kuzma's the number one option if he ends up there.
But I think Brandon Ingram and Kyle Kuzma could, because Kyle Kuzma's not really a ball handler. He's more of a, like, find me in space. I'll take a couple of dribbles. I can hit some shots. Like, he's more of like a fluid scorer.
I would love to see Lonzo, though, end up in a place that has no pressure. Like, New Orleans, I think, would be awesome for him, especially with those two guys.
I think he needs somewhere where he can have people to pass to, though.
Yeah, well, New Orleans, well, if he goes with Kuzma and Ingram, he still has those guys and that chemistry. Yeah. But he doesn't want to go to New Orleans because he doesn't want to go anywhere where he has... That upset me, where he was like, I don't want to go anywhere where there's an established point guard already, because it's like, man... You got to compete for your job.
Obviously,
It's like Ray Allen, he used to say, every night's a tryout for the starting position. Like, come on, Lonzo. I get you're a kid, but man.
But in the NBA, though, in sports, though, that's different. Like, because that's the thing with teams. Like, you need to give this guy reps. He needs repetition in the league. He needs to make mistakes and learn from it.
Yeah.
And you're not going to learn from it if you're on the bench all the time watching. You can be behind dudes, but all the best players, when they come into the league, for the most part, they're the guy on the team. Like, this is their team. They get handed the keys to a franchise, and they grow from there. Lonzo obviously isn't as good as a lot of other dudes, but...
Well, I'm just saying, I'm just trying to think of a guy who came in and had to sit on the bench and
Steve Nash did.
Garnett did. Yeah, he did. Really? Yeah, because he was a high schooler when he got drafted, right? So they were a little worried, and then but he got in.
Yeah, but other than that, like, I'm talking about, like, dudes that came out of college and stuff. Like, most guys come into the league, and it's like, here, you start on the bench and you play a little bit, but then they realize, like, I mean, Donovan Mitchell last year came off the bench for the first, like, 20 games, and they realized, like, hey, we got something special in this kid. But with someone like Lonzo, yeah,
really, yeah,
he's come off the bench for a while. I think, I don't know how many games, but it was the first little bit into the season. Hmm. He started establishing himself into December.
Hmm.
But I would say Lonzo could really use a new situation where there isn't the pressure, where he has dudes around him.
I would love to see him in Phoenix, because I think him and Booker would be really cool.
Yeah, I feel like Devin Booker does want the ball a lot, and I think Lonzo
is pass first.
Yeah, he's pass first, but I feel like he needs to play with a team that has people around him that are going to score but don't like to isolate a lot. Devin Booker's a big, give me the ball.
ISO, yeah.
Devin Booker's been playing point guard a lot lately, right? I feel like put Lonzo... Imagine Lonzo in Boston. Instead of Kyrie.
Yeah.
Lonzo in Boston with Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. Those are two guys that aren't going to bring the ball up the court all the time and demand, You know what I mean? Jason Tatum can come off a screen, get it, take a few dribbles, you know?
He can even catch and shoot in the corner.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. You have Lonzo. I think Lonzo in Boston would be beautiful.
Yeah.
Instead of Kyrie, right? But obviously that's not going to happen. I think, I don't know where he goes.
I think he's going to end up in Phoenix.
Who do they trade for him?
I think he's just going to be a part of a three-team deal.
You think that's what would happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like... Because Phoenix could give out, Josh Jackson. He's not playing well this year. He's on the trade block.
Yeah.
You trade, think about that.
Josh Jackson, Kuzma, Hart. Rondo, first round to New Orleans. Lonzo to Phoenix. Phoenix gives Josh Jackson in New Orleans. LA gets Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
A little complicated.
Yeah. But I could see that. Maybe you trade Lonzo for a good starter.
I don't know. I think the asking price for Lonzo would be pretty high from
I think LA. Phoenix's best bet would be I think their best bet is Rozier. Or
I would like Rozier on Phoenix, actually. I would really like that.
I feel like he's a little bit too much of a scorer to put beside Booker.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of options. I mean, it's been really interesting so far. I do think Anthony Davis is going to get moved soon. But he did tell New Orleans he's going to play until he gets traded, right? So... That's good news.
I thought they were sending him out.
Are they?
Yeah.
I know he told coaches he would play. But, man, what a rough week to be a New Orleans fan, sports fan. You don't get that pass interference call to get to the Super Bowl against L.A., and then L.A. is going to steal your superstar franchise player.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't think they give it to L.A. He's not going to L.A. right now.
I think so.
I feel like he won't.
I think LA has the best assets for him right now.
I feel like he's not getting traded now. LA might get him at the end of the year because Boston would back out because Anthony Davis would end up saying, yeah, I'm not re-signing with you.
Yeah.
Unless they take
especially if Kyrie doesn't re-sign.
Oh, yeah. If Kyrie doesn't re-sign, yeah, that's it. But other than that, I would say Anthony Davis is not getting traded till the summer. They're going to wait. Why would they trade him now? They don't need to.
I mean, there's only 4 days till the deadline, so we can talk about it next week.
For sure. All right,
we're going to take a little break for now, yeah? And when we're back, we are going to talk about LeBron's return, and the All-Stars, snubs, who we think should have made it, and our excitement about the weekend. All right, be back in a bit.
Welcome back.
Alrighty. Alrighty. Well,
definitely would say that had a good weekend. Decent weekend, just chilled. I built a snowman last night with my girlfriend.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Woke up this morning and saw that it fell down.
I love it. Wait, did you go back to Oshawa?
No, I was here.
Did we built it last night. Yeah. Did your girlfriend go here?
Yeah.
She does?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She goes here.
Interesting. Did you meet her here?
Yeah.
Cool. Young love. Shout out Riley's girlfriend.
Shout out.
Keep him locked up. It's a pun, because his name is Riley Locke. All right.
So.
Anyways, back to basketball.
Back to basketball. So, yeah, let's do a little Raptors talk.
Well, let's jump into LeBron return.
Oh, LeBron. Oh, yeah, LeBron's
let's
return.
Let's do LeBron's return.
Some he had a decent return. He came back and they won. Of course. It's LeBron James.
I mean, there's still two spots out of eighth place.
I don't think it's two, is it? I thought it was, like, one game.
They're 2 games back of eighth. Sorry, that's what I meant to say.
Two games. Yeah, but no, I thought they were only, like, one game at this point.
No, I just...
I'm scared, man. They might miss the playoffs.
I think they will.
You think?
I think so.
I don't know. I just don't...
Unless they get a big name right now, I just don't see... Like, there's too much turmoil in the Los Angeles
I don't think LeBron lets them miss the playoffs.
Yeah, it would be a huge, huge...
And honestly, if they make the... If they... Barring a Golden State first-round matchup... They will win a series. I don't think Denver beats them in a series.
Yeah.
I think Denver wins a playoff series max. That's it.
I think unless they see Houston or Golden State. I think Houston could dismantle them.
Yeah, just because James Harden is so good.
I mean, unless he starts to decline.
I think, but I guess, you're right. Outside of, I think the only team I'd be scared of if I'm Los Angeles.
Is Golden State.
And maybe Oklahoma City.
Yeah, Oklahoma.
Just because they have a few guys they can throw at you.
I think it's just gonna be Oklahoma and Golden State in the conference finals. Houston.
I think the Lakers, if they can improve, they get back on track. LeBron plays at a high level. They can make the conference finals.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's good to see LeBron back because I love LeBron, and it was not as fun to watch without him. You know, he's fun to watch. I think LA is gonna have to get on track because I don't think LeBron. I think you're right about LeBron not letting them miss playoffs. But I think he's going to give them a really hard time if they do. I think Luke Walton's going to be out soon.
You think?
I think so.
I think he finishes the season.
You think so? He's fired at the end of the season for sure.
I don't know who they pick up right now. That's my thing.
Tyronn Lue.
Really?
I actually wouldn't be surprised. I mean, LeBron's comfortable with him. That's the coach he recruited in Cleveland after he got Blatt fired. So.
You think it's Lue?
I mean, Lou already knows how to go with
LeBron.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what I heard? I heard one of the analysts I listened to. You know Colin Cowherd?
Yeah, I do.
He was saying some stuff. He was talking about John Calipari.
I don't know, man.
Because of the Anthony Davis thing, right? Like, one of the dudes that they got in one of like
Kentucky,
some of the coaches that they have in LA right now, like one of their assistants or like someone in management or someone used to work for
Calipari.
Used to work for
Kentucky.
The Pelicans.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Apparently, I'm not sure. That's what I heard. And then John Calipari in the NBA. He said he's been wanting to make an NBA comeback.
He sucked in the NBA though, man. So many college coaches just can't.
Except for Brad Stevens.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the only success story you see.
Because the thing is that these dudes, guys like John Calipari, right? He's not a good coach. He's a good recruiter.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
I mean, you look at Kentucky, too. He has one championship. Yeah. I mean, he's not Coach K, right? Coach K...
Is different. And I wouldn't even want Coach K even in the NBA.
Coach K said he'll never go to the NBA.
I don't think Coach K would even be that good of a coach in the NBA.
Because you're running such system ball, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of, like...
System ball doesn't always work in the NBA.
It's a lot of Greg Popovich. Everyone has a place to be... Everyone, you come off this screen here.
And system ball doesn't work in the NBA unless you have the right personnel.
Yeah.
In college, you can make a system work anywhere because it's all dudes. Like, there's less egos.
Well, it's also, right? You have a system, and your system is what goes. You take a player, you say, hey, you're going
to
fit here.
Look, you're coming here to play in my system.
Yeah, you are coming here, you're going to play in my system, this is how it's going to go
down.
And
the guy agrees with it. Like,
and the guy goes, okay, I work in this system, and you can constantly, yes. It's a lot like what Belichick does with the Patriots. He has a system, whatever receiver he comes in, he goes, you're plugging in here. That's why he's the greatest coach of all time. When you get to NBA level, especially now with positionless basketball, where it's really
ball movement is important, but it's not about a system. It's about like it is about a system, but it's not about the coach's system. It's about the players and how they play in that system, right? Like,
yeah.
Like now there is Brad Stevens and his effect on guys like Jay Crowder and guys like Avery Bradley a little bit, even if you want to go that far.
Yeah.
Even like Jason Tatum and Terry Rozier, all of those guys. And that's why when you trade with Boston, you lose. You lose that trade because guys play better under Brad Stevens.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think Jason Tatum's good.
Yeah, I think so too.
Jalen Brown is good. I think Jalen Brown, if you send him to New Orleans, is not as good.
Yeah, I think he's better under Brad Stevens.
Terry Rozier, definitely not dropping 26 a game in the playoffs without Brad Stevens.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's just how
he fits the system.
It's Brad Stevens.
Fits the system.
That's why you can't trade with Boston without... That's why you lose every trade we do with Boston.
Hey, man, he's the new...
The Cavs got absolutely robbed in that trade.
Oh, I know. Such... Man, let's not go over that, though. The Raptors. What did you want to talk about with the Raptors?
Oh, just how bad they've been. Oh, yeah, by the way, the Lakers, they are two spots out in the West right now. They are the 10th seed.
Wow.
They are two games behind. Yes. Yeah. Two games behind.
Tight race in the West, though.
It's not a huge deal.
But, yeah, Raptors, I think we touched on it already, so I don't know how much you want to go in depth about this, but it has been disappointing to me. I mean, Kawhi and Lowry didn't show up in the game against Milwaukee. You're still nervous about Kawhi's injury. Kyle Lowry seems to start declining this season.
Oh, he's having an atrocious season this year. Oh, yeah, let's do a quick... Also, I have one thing. Just to kind of prove to my friend. I had an argument with my friend talking about Andrew Wiggins or Zach LaVine.
Yeah.
I said Zach LaVine is the better player. He thinks Andrew Wiggins is the better player. I said Zach LaVine because Andrew Wiggins' efficiency is so atrocious.
Yeah.
He has his true shooting percentage is like 48% right now. He's shooting like under 40% from the field, like 34% from three, and like 70% from free throw.
Hey, you were saying those are all fine for Tim Hardaway like an hour ago.
Because Tim Hardaway, what I expect from Tim Hardaway
and what you expect
is to
from
be,
Andrew,
and he's the number, and plus, Andrew Wiggins right now is not the number one option on his team. He's the number two option. He was the number three. Your efficiency should go a little bit up as you go down the food chain, the totem pole in terms of your hierarchy on a team. Zach LaVine is the number one option on a team.
I mean, a bad team.
Yeah, but his efficiency, he's just chucking shots. Go out there and shoot, Zach. His efficiency should be worse than Andrew Wiggins,
yeah.
Realistically.
It's sad because this is the debate where Wiggins should be clearly the better player, but I think right now, who would I rather have on my team? Zach LaVine.
I mean, Andrew Wiggins probably has a higher ceiling, right? But it's getting lower and lower every day because he's just not getting better.
I know.
He's the same player he was when he came into the league.
He's worse, actually.
Yeah, probably. He's actually less efficient now.
But his teammate,
Karl-Anthony Towns, getting better without playing with Jimmy Butler. I still don't see him as... Like, he completely received... Remember they did that GM's poll of best young player that you would build around? Who'd you pick if you're starting a franchise right now?
Everyone
picked Karl-Anthony Towns, and this year he didn't get a vote. He's declining in terms of just, like...
He got an all-star.
But he's still good.
I think his confidence is going to go up, though. An all-star player now.
He's still only 22.
All-stars. Who do you think's the biggest snub of the all-star games? Or all-star weekend?
I mean, I would say probably D'Angelo Russell.
Really? Isn't he a reserve? I think he's
going. I think he might have got picked. He didn't get picked as a reserve. He got... because Kyle Lowry got picked over him in the reserves, right? But the injury, because Oladipo's out, right? So he might get.
What is Oladipo's injury?
Is it his foot, or is it his leg?
I think it's. Did he break it?
I need to check. Let me see. I think it might have. It was his. It was a ruptured quad. Oh. His leg, the kind of his knee.
So he's out. He's out for the.
He's out for the season.
That sucks.
That is sad. Yeah. Yeah. D'Angelo Russell was announced to replace Oladipo in the All-Star game. So if you don't
my biggest snub is DeMar, I think.
I mean,
or Gobert.
I would Gobert, yeah, that's a big snub. Yeah, I think
or Luka.
I was going to say Luka cuz he's been playing good. Wait, did Tobias Harris make it?
I don't know. Did he?
If he is, then that's my pick. That's my pick for snub.
Nope, he did not make
it. Yeah, that's my guy.
Jimmy Butler didn't make it either.
I don't care. Jimmy Butler didn't deserve it. Yeah, didn't. He literally just came into the conference. Yeah, it's for me, it's Tobias Harris. I think Luka Doncic is better than Tobias Harris.
And Donovan Mitchell.
Nah, he's only been playing good a little bit lately. I would take Gobert off the Jazz. I don't know who I would put him over though.
You see his press conference, him crying.
Yeah.
And then
Draymond Green calling him out saying he's gonna cry. Should I cry too? I'm gonna miss Charlotte. So yeah, the reserves are LaMarcus Aldridge, Anthony Davis, Nikola Jokic, Russell Westbrook, Klay Thompson, Karl-Anthony Towns, Damian Lillard. Okay, I would take Klay Thompson off that.
Yeah, I would take Klay off.
Klay does not deserve to be on the All-Star game on the All-Star team this year. Just because he's been having a bad season. But yeah. I would say I would replace Klay Thompson with Luka Doncic.
Yeah, me too.
Because I can't really... And I would maybe say LaMarcus Aldridge get replaced with Tobias Harris. I mean, the Clippers are in the 8th seed right now.
I would say that too.
The Spurs are in this 5th seed right now.
Where's Memphis right now?
They dropped. They're in they're second last in the conference.
I knew it. You guys, remember first week? You guys were like, Memphis. You said Memphis was going...
I thought they were going to friggin'... I thought they were going to...
Yeah, you and Tyler were on my case. You were like, bro, Memphis is... Actually, no, Tyler was on my side. But you were a Memphis ride or die.
I thought they were going to be good.
Actually, that's another trade rumor.
Mike Conley.
For Ricky Rubio. To the Rubio. Jazz, yeah. Yes.
I love that.
I think he'd be so good next to Donovan.
Oh, my God. He would take some ball handling. Think about this. Mike Conley can create his own shot. He can score a little bit. But he's a better shooter than Ricky Rubio. Which
I like Rubio, though. I honestly
do. He's been good. Yeah, he's made a career for himself. Solid.
Yeah.
Solid point guard in the league. I think Ricky Rubio in Phoenix would be decent. He's not in their timeline. But he could help with their development.
Yeah, for sure.
He's a good player on that team.
I think any like...
Solid... Point yeah. guard who
Any
can play
decent
off the
point
ball.
Guard who can play off the ball would be fine in Phoenix, right? Yeah.
But still demand some stuff. I was thinking I wouldn't be surprised if the Spurs made a move for Mike Conley.
I'd love that too. I would love to see, because you know what?
You give up, like, think about it. You give up. I was thinking,
bro, Mike Conley is Kyle Lowry. Like, they're the exact same player. I mean, Mike Conley was Kyle Lowry's first mentor, really, when he got to Memphis.
Yeah, I would say Mike Conley... Actually, no, I don't think Kyle Lowry's older than Mike Conley. Conley was drafted, like, 2006, 2007.
Mm.
Lowry came into the league in 2005.
Really?
Or 6.
Mike Conley's 31. Oh, yeah, he's a year younger than... Because he is 32, right? Lowry's 32.
Yeah, about that at this point. Or 31.
Huh.
But yeah, I would say for the Spurs, I don't know if the Spurs want to give up DeJounte Murray. I don't think they do. And I don't know, they don't really, if they think DeJounte Murray is their guy for the future, which he could be, I don't think they give up anything to try and get Mike Conley.
I think Conley would be such a nice fit there, though.
I think Mike Conley would be good anywhere.
He's always been on Memphis, right?
I think Mike Conley in Toronto would be beautiful.
Man, I said that once, too, and then everyone got on my case about it. And
like, obviously, you can't just trade Kyle Lowry like that. That just shows zero loyalty in that organization, but...
I know, but, like, also, is it really that big a difference? Not really. I mean, they... I don't know.
I know, but it just wouldn't feel the same. If the Raptors won the championship and it was with Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan weren't on the team, it wouldn't feel like the Raptors made progress.
Yeah, also, I just don't think, like, I just don't really see, like, I mean, you're really trading Kyle Lowry for Mike Conley when it's just like trading, it's the exact same thing to me. Like, it's like, okay, same player, pretty much the exact same age, pretty much going to get the exact same out of you. I'd rather just Lowry.
Yeah, Mike Conley's taller, better this year. And he is making, like, almost $2 million less per year.
That is a big factor.
Which it really doesn't make a big difference. Raptors are already paying the luxury tax, but...
Yeah, we're far in it, eh? It's going to be a tough offseason.
I don't know, man.
Supermax for Kawhi.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if he'll leave. I think he might stay.
I was thinking that, too, but now with all the recent struggles, it's a little scary.
But like, why wouldn't he go to New York?
If Kevin Durant goes there, I think he does want to be the guy on a team. I just think Toronto fits him. I mean,
he's the guy.
I mean, it fits our narrative to the rest of the NBA.
You're sleeping on him.
Yeah, we're a cold,
quiet
city that is just...
Everyone's just doubting. You don't really...
Yeah, and we're disloyal now because of the whole DeMar thing. And Kawhi's been this quiet, cold guy who hasn't been out, like...
He just fit it. It's quiet. He just chill. It's a big enough market for him.
It's huge. It's like one of the biggest markets.
Yeah, one of the biggest markets in terms of just, like, a city in general.
No, really, like one of the biggest markets in NBA.
Kind of, yeah, but it's... Depends how you look. But
MLSE looks at the Raptors. 13 million people identify as Raptors fans.
Yeah.
13 million.
Right? Yeah. But the thing is, like, at the same time, like, yeah, you have a whole country behind you. You have a big team. But I just think that in terms of a basketball city, Toronto's always going to be more of a hockey city, right? So they aren't the biggest, like, market, but they're a top 10 market in the NBA.
Yeah.
But people still don't look up there because I think the best hope for the Raptors to win a championship outside of Kawhi Leonard is just hoping that in, like, 8 years when RJ Barrett is a free agent for the first time, being an unrestricted free agent.
He goes, I want to go back to Canada.
8 or 9 years, and says, hey, I'm going to go home.
I'm going to go to Canada.
I think that's the only hope. And him and Zion Williamson are, like, great friends their whole careers.
Yeah.
And say, hey, Zion. Like Dwayne Wade and LeBron, just say, hey, Zion.
Come play for the Raptors.
Let's go play
for
the Raptors.
Okay, I doubt that'll happen, but it'd be pretty cool.
Unless Zion says, nah, let's go to Charlotte. But yeah, I think they both rather go to Toronto.
Yeah, I don't know,
that's the only hope the Raptors have for a championship.
Okay, on that very, very, very realistic take, I think it's time for us to end this week's segment. Thank you for listening. Tune in same time, same place.
Every week, Sunday at 1 p.m.
And next week, we'll be telling you whether Anthony Davis is rocking purple and gold or if he's still in the navy and gold. So
I don't think he gets traded.
Yeah, I think he gets traded.
All right, we'll talk.
We'll make a bet.
What's the bet?
Put $20 down. He's going to get traded.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know if I have $20. Okay. Hypothetical. We'll put on bragging rights.
A hypothetical bragging rights. All right.
All right. Take care. Thanks for listening.
Good week. Easy.
And go Pats. Go Pats. That's the last thing I got to say.
Go Rams.
Go Pats.
Go Rams.
Go Pats. All right. Take it easy.
We're signing out.